Tony West, Mr. Bonsbakovsky earlier compared this attorney general, this outgoing attorney general, to an attorney general who was departed under a cloud, Mitchell. Shall we say, Mitchell. Yeah. Who would you I noticed today that one of the first calls he made notifying about his retirement was to, or his stepping down was to Ethel Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Is that who he identifies
with? Well, I'll tell you, he certainly earned the comparison, because when you look at the major issues, and if you just take, you know, the cause of LGBT rights in this country. Eric Holder was on the right side of history. He was on the right side of history in a way that not only allowed the department to comport with its traditional role, but in a way that allowed us to move forward in a way that has transformed this country ever since. So I think when we look back, and again, in the fullness of time, we consider his tenure, we consider what he's done in criminal justice reform, we consider what he's done in voting rights, when we consider what he's done for civil rights, I think there's no question that Eric Holder will be one of the greatest attorneys general that the country's seen.
Will he outlast his critics, Mr. Bonsbakovsky?
I don't think so. I think going down the road, the legacy that he's going to be considered to have is not going to be a good one, and not one that's very complimentary to him.
Final word.
Well, I think only time will tell, but